From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United Nations Human Rights Office says the Islamic State group appears to be using tens of thousands of civilians in and around the Iraqi city of Mosul as human shields. A UN spokeswoman said Friday in Geneva that credible reports suggest ISIS has been forcing tens of thousands from their homes.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations, effectively using tens of thousands of women, men, and children as human shields. Many of those who refused to comply were shot on the spot.
The UN says it has received reports of more than 200 people being killed for refusing to comply with ISIL's orders or for previously belonging to the Iraqi security forces. Iraqi forces are within 6 kilometers from the edge of Mosul on the eastern edge, but progress has been slower south of Mosul. Syrian rebel groups say they are waging a large-scale offensive in Aleppo to break the government's siege on neighborhoods in the eastern part of the divided city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Friday rebel shelling in West Aleppo killed 15 civilians and wounded 100. An airstrike on a school in Syria killed nearly 30 people, most of them children. Both the observatory and the White House have said that either the Syrian or Russian governments were responsible for the attacks. Meantime, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov hosted foreign ministers of Syria and Iran in Moscow Friday to discuss the situation in Aleppo. Following the meeting, Lavrov said Russia will keep supporting the Syrian government while the West is considering new sanctions to put pressure on both countries to halt an offense against the rebel-held parts of Aleppo, which has drawn international outrage. This is VOA News. United Nations member states have voted overwhelmingly on a measure that could lead to a ban on nuclear weapons. The UN Disarmament and International Security Committee voted to approve a resolution that calls for negotiations on a new treaty outlawing nuclear weapons despite opposition from nuclear-armed nations. The United Nations, Israel, France, Russia, and Britain were among the nations voting against the non-binding measure. UN members will meet in December to vote on the resolution during a full General Assembly. The U.S. presidential candidates are wrapping up their appeal to people to get out and vote, VOA's Zatika Hoke reports.
As the campaign approaches the finish line, Clinton remains in the lead, but most polls do not show her gaining a significant advantage over Trump. This means the outcome is still uncertain, and both candidates need to fight for every ballot they can get. That was the message Michelle Obama delivered Thursday in North Carolina. Trump also encouraged supporters to vote. Ignoring the polls that show him trailing his rival, he told voters in Ohio that a new poll by Remington Research shows him 4 points ahead of Clinton in the Midwestern state. Larissa Hope, VOA News, Washington.
The mayor of a Philippine town who had been publicly named by President Rodrigo Duterte as being involved in the illegal drug trade was gunned down by police in a gunfight Friday. Media reports say the people in the mayor's convoy opened fire on police at a checkpoint, killing the mayor and 9 others. Duterte won the presidential election early this year, largely based on his promise to aggressively target drug dealers and criminals. Meantime, Duterte says, don't expect to hear him utter any more curse words. Duterte said late Thursday that God spoke to him on a plane during his recent return from Japan, saying he would bring the plane down if Duterte didn't stop cursing. But Duterte stopped short of saying his promise to God meant he would drop profanity he sometimes uses when referring to the United States or the European Union. South Africa and Burundi have sent letters of intent to withdraw from the International Criminal Court to the UN Secretary General. Gambia says it will do the same. An international criminal justice lawyer says the threats to leave the ICC are not uncommon. African leaders have long decried a perceived bias by the court, arguing they are being unfairly targeted. The Hague-based court has served a warrant for the arrest of Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir, who is wanted for war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide in the Darfur region. For details and much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.